Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Just pass it. That's what House Speaker Gordon Fox says he wants the Senate president to do with the same-sex marriage bill that passed in the House last night and is now heading to the Senate. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, it was not only an historic vote, but an emotional one.
During nearly 90 minutes of debate, a handful of representatives spoke out against the measure. Arthur Corvese, a North Providence Democrat, was one of them.
By redefining marriage, by breaking and disregarding the importance of the present parameters, you are not only destabilizing the marital order and, by extension, civil society, you are opening the door to further redefinition.
Representative Frank Ferry, an openly gay Warwick Democrat, pointed to his relationship as proof that all couples provide stability.
You can define marriage any way you want. We have a marriage for 32 years. How many in this room has had a marriage for 32 years? Some may be on their second, their third, their fourth, I don't know.
The same-sex marriage bill faces a tougher challenge in the Senate, where President Teresa Piva-Weed is against it. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The head of the Rhode Island State Police says it would be a monumental task to post police officers in every school to prevent a Newtown-style massacre. Colonel Stephen O'Donnell's comments came during a taping of Rhode Island Public Radio's political roundtable.
I mean, you'd have to put more than one police officer if you went to that route, because, like you said, they change classes in these high schools. There, even the school resource officers, there's so many ways of getting in, getting out. And again, that's a discussion. It's a national discussion, but it's a monumental task to do that.
O'Donnell acknowledges that Rhode Island is one of only four states that do not contribute information to a national database that checks the backgrounds of gun purchasers. He says talks are underway to contribute Rhode Island information to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. We're about to get a slight break from the Arctic cold we've been enduring. The National Weather Service says temperatures will warm into the 20s today, with temps warming into the 30s by Monday. On Tuesday, the temperature is forecast to be in the low 40s, but National Weather Service meteorologist Alan Dunham says cold weather will return in the middle of next week.
Once we get past through the quote, warmer temperatures, we'll be going through midweek, but then we'll be getting a cold front through, and we'll go back into colder air again for Thursday, Friday, and beyond. Don't anticipate right now it being quite as cold as we've had yesterday, today, and tonight. But it'll be back to slightly below normal.
And in the snow department, just a light dusting of dry snow forecast for tonight. And Rhode Island has selected Deloitte Consulting to build its online health insurance exchange. As Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter, Kristen Gourlay, reports, it's the next step in the state's effort to get the exchange up and running by October.
The contract with the international consultancy is for $105 million over 3 years. Most of that will be paid for with federal dollars. The job is to build Rhode Island's Health Benefits Exchange. That's a new system allowing Rhode Island individuals, families, and small businesses to comparison shop for health insurance from their computers, phone, or in person. The exchange is expected not only to help people find a plan tailored to their needs and budget, but also determine whether they're eligible for state or federal assistance to pay for it. The Affordable Care Act mandates that states build their own or use a federally run exchange by this fall. What's unique about Rhode Island's exchange is that it will include state human services programs like Medicaid, a move that will replace that agency's 20-year-old computer system. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.